Good morning. We're continuing our message series, The Place of Prayer. If you haven't met me, I'm Paul. And we're looking at various passages in the Bible and asking, what can we learn about prayer? And how can we apply what we learn? How can we be challenged to make prayer more and more a priority in our lives? And our series draws to a close next Sunday, but of course, not our life of prayer. And I feel in some ways, we're just getting started. And certainly, we're continuing to emphasize transformative prayer. And transformative prayer is one of Oceanside's core values, as was mentioned last week. We desire to align our hearts with God's heart and allow God's heart to transform us by the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Our series on prayer began with Solomon's prayer. We looked at Hagar in the desert, God sees me, the criminal on the cross, Jesus in Gethsemane, Father God, your will be done. And last week, we were introduced to the possibly now famous phrase, let's get fishy. Oh, has it caught on? Did we use that this week? I don't think I did. Sorry, Dawson. With the understanding that prayer from the depths reaches to the heavens. And this week, as has just been read, we'll look at Mary. We'll examine her prayer, her song of praise, in Luke chapter 1, 46 to 55. This prayer is known as the Magnificat from its opening word in the Latin translation. It's okay if you don't remember that word. But if you hear someone talking about the Magnificat, this is hopefully what they're referring to. Mary's song of praise, her prayer, in the opening chapter of Luke. And we want to connect this prayer to what is going on for Mary. Because Mary offers this prayer to God based on what's happening in her life. And we can learn a lot from Mary because Mary's response to her situation, the responsibility, the favor that God gives her, Mary's response is one of praise, obedience, and trust. And I have this picture, this idea of open, uplifted hands. Hands open to God. Hands lifted up to God. Hands of praise. My soul glorifies the Lord. And my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Hands of obedience. I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me, Lord God, be fulfilled. And hands of trust. Just as you promised, Lord God, just as you promised. And I encourage us to make it personal this morning. Think of your hands. Think of your life. Where are you right now? As we just prayed into, are you in a storm? Are you barely hanging on? It seems like there's no way out. Lift up your hands, your open hands to God. Are you at a crossroads, a moment of decision? Lift up your hands, your open hands to God. Are you doing okay? Do you find yourself in the ordinary everyday ups and downs of life? Lift up your hands your open hands to God. Mary's prayer is focused on God, God who is great, merciful, holy. And Mary humbly offers God praise, obedience, and trust. Let's remind ourselves of what happens in Mary's life before this prayer. You can read it for yourself in Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 26. And I encourage you to keep your Bible open as we go. Feel free to borrow a Bible from the back if you like. Let's look at the passage. An angel appears to Mary and says, verse 28, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." That's quite a statement. Highly favored. What does that even mean? And Mary's taken aback. And it's not even just that there's an angel, and that's startling enough. It's terrifying to most people in Luke, like Zechariah, like the shepherds. But we read verse 29, that Mary is greatly troubled at the words. She wonders, what kind of greeting is this? Highly favored. The angel says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You have found favor with God. Mary, you have favor with God. There's no mention of any worldly notions of favor, like fame or wealth. Mary, you have favor with God. God is going to use you powerfully in his plans. God is involving you in what he's doing. That's favor. What a blessing. And church, I say this humbly, but I strongly believe that we have found favor with God through his grace, not in ourselves. The glory belongs to God and God alone. But let's recognize it. Let's rejoice that God is involving us in his plans for this community. Like good food, Alpha, the Saturday service, these kinds of things don't happen without the Lord, without the Lord leading and providing and sustaining. So let's continue to praise him, to obey him, to trust him. Open hands, lifted up to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Mary's case, she was highly favored. She would conceive through the Holy Spirit and give birth to a son, Jesus, the Savior of the world. Jesus who reigns forever and ever. Mary's prayer begins with praise, and there's praise throughout. What an example for us to begin our prayers with praise. We don't want to be legalistic about this. We recognize, according to Ephesians 6:18, that we're to pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. But it's a good thing, is it not, to begin with praise? It's a beautiful way to pray. As Hannah prayed in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord my horn is lifted high." Many of the Psalms begin with praise. For example, Psalm 147, verse 1, "Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him." Psalm 100, 1 and 2, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs." Psalm 47, verse 1, "Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy, for the Lord Most High is awesome the great king over all the earth. I could go on, and I will. Psalm 105:1-3. Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Amen. Amen. And Mary praises God, and her song of praise is written out in poetic verse, like Hannah's prayer, like the Psalms. Mary begins, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." Do our prayers speak of God's glory? Open hands, lifted up in praise. All glory to you, God Most High. Mary praises God throughout her prayer. She rejoices that the Mighty One has done great things for her and declares, "Holy is his name. Holy is your name, O God." And Mary speaks of God's mercy, verse 50, and goes on to proclaim that God has performed mighty deeds. God, you work wonders. No one is your equal. We praise you. Mary continues praising God. And here we gain insight into God's heart. Look at verses 51 and following. God scatters those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. God brings down rulers, but lifts up the humble. God fills the hungry, but sends the rich away empty. God remembers to be merciful. God and God's kingdom is different. Jesus is different. Jesus lifts up the humble. He fills the hungry. He remembers to be merciful. Praise God. Praise God. And we are given favor to participate in God's plans in Christ. Our hearts aligning with God's heart. Open hands lifted up to God. Hands that show mercy, that feed the hungry, that share God's love, God's message of hope and rescue in Jesus Christ. Obedience is not a duty. It's a blessing. And as our hearts align with God's heart, serving God is a joy. There is delight in giving someone a free bag of food. It's a blessing to give someone, I have one here, an Alpha invitation card, or say, "I'll come with you. I'll come with you." There's rejoicing when someone offers childcare for a busy parent or cooks a meal for someone. I want to share a specific opportunity to serve. We do need a few more people who could help with childcare at our upcoming Alpha. It's a wonderful ministry to look after the kids while the parents have the opportunity to focus and watch the video and participate in the group discussion. I encourage you to pray about it. And if you've never taken the Alpha course, or you're bringing a friend, sign up, take the course. But wherever and however God leads us, God leads you, the situations where God gives us the favor to be involved in his plans, may we say like Mary, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. Mary's words in verse 39 show not only her obedience, they also show her trust in God. Because open hands are also ready to trust, to receive from the Lord. When my son was young, he used to love shoulder rides, and he'd just stick up his hands. There he was. He trusted me. We can be like that with God. We trust him. And Mary's prayer reflects this. It reflects her trust in God and in his ways. Verse 48, she says that God has been mindful of her, mindful of her. The Greek word can be translated to look at. Mary understands that God has looked at her. She is blessed because God looked at her. God looked at her and involved her in his plans. And we are blessed because God looks at us and involves us in his plans. I'll invite the music team back up. Mary concludes her prayer by declaring that God fulfills his promises. Verse 55, just as he promised. The same is true for us today. Just as he promised. God keeps his promises. He fulfills his word. Jesus, the fulfillment of God's promises. Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins. Jesus, who rose again on the third day. Jesus, who reigns, whose kingdom never ends. Matthew 11, 28. The words of Jesus. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's an invitation, a powerful invitation to each of us from Jesus. Come to me and find rest for your souls. Now we return to this picture. Open hands to God. Hands open to Jesus. Hands open to the Holy Spirit. Hands of praise, obedience, and trust. And I ask this morning, what about your hands? Where are they? Are they clenched in fists? Are they hanging loose at your sides? Not doing much? Or are they open? Open to life with Jesus. Life to the full.